Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure, as always. Welcome to the show. Welcome aboard. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we got somebody here that you've met before. Bob Bly is with us. Bob is the author of a number of books on marketing, foolproof marketing, and also selling, another book called Magnetic Selling. He is an outstanding consultant helping companies large and small put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's got a new ebook called Become an Instant Guru. And he's a member of our Brain Trust. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, sometimes on some of his books it says Robert W. Bly, B-L-Y, if you're Googling him. But the new and the e-books, you just go with Bob. Is that kind of the e-name?
No, that was a mistake. The reason we use Robert W. is that there's a much more famous writer named Robert Bly. I don't know if you remember the poet.
Who could possibly be more famous?
Oh, Robert Bly, the poet. He wrote that book, a bestseller years ago, Iron John. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah, but he's a poet.
Movement. So,
but he's
so a, he yeah. uses Robert Bly, so I have to use Robert W.
Okay, but what about this Bob Bly thing? So that's.
I guess I could just switch to Bob Bly.
No, see that's. But see that. No, that's your e-name.
Okay, that'll be my.
See, e-name. It's on your e-book.
That's true.
See this. This is why you come to my show, Bob, to get this stuff straightened out.
I was going to use e-bob, but I like yours better.
Now, I think I like e-bob too. Hey, I was talking to the audience earlier about the instant guru idea, and I was just saying, you know, that I wanted you to talk to us about this, and I told him, I said, you know, don't get all hung up on the name guru. You don't want to be presumptuous and pompous like me. You know,
you're not presumptuous and pompous, but you can definitely see. Here's what I think of as why do people sometimes not like gurus and find them presumptuous and pompous? The gurus that they don't like are gurus who try to become a guru by calling themselves a guru.
Exactly.
You see this all over the internet. I'm a genius. I'm the marketing genius who.
Right.
You know, I'm the business. You know, the business.
What
builder.
About expert? Can I call myself an expert?
Well, no. You can be called a guru, but you can do that without ticking anybody off or being obnoxious by letting other people call you
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly.
You have to say it, it's not believable.
That's exactly right. Even if my mother says it's okay, all right?
Exactly.
So a guru is, why would a regular, you know, everyday Main Street small business owner want to become a guru?
As a rule of thumb, you look around at small business owners, and you must see this because of the show, you do this every day. A lot of them struggle to some degree. They have to go out and knock on doors and pick up the phone and work the phone and market themselves to sell their product and service. And there's increasing competition from other businesses in their field that look sort of like them. So how could you avoid all this? That's a rewarding life, but it's a tough life. Well, you look around. Who are the people in any field who don't do any of those things? They don't make sales calls. They don't ask for business. They don't haggle over price. They have people lined up around the block, dollar bills, checkbooks in hand, waiting to buy what they're selling. Mm-hmm. In every field, they're the guru, the one or two or three top recognized experts in the field. My assistant, Fern, was a meeting planner, and she would be bombarded with cold calls from speakers or their representatives trying to get hired to speak for her association. Do you think she was ever cold called by Tom Peters? Why? No, he doesn't try to market himself as a speaker, and yet he's the busiest speaker. And he gets, by the way, 10 times, for I think it's 10 or 15 times for a one-hour speech, more than the average management speaker.
Right.
And it's because he's considered a guru.
And how did he position, how did he accomplish that?
Well, he accomplished it basically in the same way that almost every guru accomplishes it. the way to become known as a recognized expert in your field, and anyone can do it, is to, I'll give you the jargony explanation and then the plain English. So jargony is to disseminate information on your area of expertise to your target audience. Basically, to write and speak.
Right.
The people who are perceived as gurus promote themselves largely by selling or giving away content, their info, so that people will think they're experts. There was a guy named Edward Olin years ago who ran a vanity, and he said it's amazing that simply because a person has written a book, people will think he or her is an expert. It's not true, but why fight it?
Well, exactly.
So Tom
Peters
wrote a book.
Well,
In Search of Excellence.
Yep. He did, and that's really been was his platform
to launch him
into becoming a guru. So let's pull this down to Main Street level, and you're running a wholesale company in flyover America, small town America, and you have no desire or interest in becoming a public speaker or anything like that, or becoming a well-known management guru or whatever, but you would like for your company to enjoy some positive PR in your community, so you can do the kind of things you're talking about on a local basis by doing certain things, can't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go from your example to a different one. Where I live, there's a company that is clearly the leader in aluminum siding. In New Jersey, aluminum and vinyl siding are very popular. And this company is clearly the leader. And the guy had a marketing problem that because they're a big company and they're experts, they charged more than little independents because they had overhead. So he had to convince the market that it's better to hire a real company, quote-unquote, than a here today, gone tomorrow handyman who was not a specialist in siding.
Between somebody with a business of fixing the ground and somebody who works out of the back of their truck.
Yeah, and he had to convince people, because he was the former, that that's better to have a business that works out of an office or a storefront than someone who works out of his garage. So he wrote and self-published a little paperback book that his teenage son illustrated, very cute little paperback book that he gave away all over town, called How to Avoid the Most Common Home Improvement Ripoffs, and just listing all the things that you would get on your home. How a professional contractor would handle it, the dangers of hiring a handyman to handle it, and what you should expect to pay both of those people, the handyman and the professional. And he gave it away, and he didn't know that that's what he was doing, but he, in fact, was positioning his firm, I don't know if he's still around, the firm's still around, we use them to side our house, Comfort Control, as the guru in the home.
The guru
in the remodeling home.
You too
field.
Can be a guru in your field, ladies and gentlemen.
In New Jersey.
We come back. Bob Bly's going to talk to us some more about how to become an instant guru. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. And don't worry, you don't have to be pompous and presumptuous like me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. No barriers to entry. That means if you get there, we'll let you come and hang out with us, use our stuff, without saying anything. You don't have to tell us you were here. Unless you decide to subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll need your email if you do that. Or if you decide to buy a book, we're going to need your money if you do that. Or if you decide to buy anybody's book on our site, you'll need to do that. So let's get Bob Bly back in here. We're talking about being an instant guru. Bob, before you go any further, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your new ebook.
The ebook, which we actually—it's interesting. It's a 100 and 200 page ebook called "Become an Instant Guru." You can't buy it, but we give it away free if you agree to review our audio seminar that I've given on the same topic. And you can find that at becomeaninstantguru.com.
All I got to do is review the audio.
If you agree to have us send you our audio seminar on how to become a recognized expert in your field, which is one of our most popular seminars, and whether you keep it or send it back, you get the 200, I think it's 200 pages, 180 pages.
Yeah, it's a big book.
Yeah, it's a big book. You get Become an Instant Guru to keep absolutely free either way.
Thank you for that. Well, folks, the thing about it is, let's say that you're the shy wallflower type, and you're saying, I'm never going to I'm never going to go out there and, you know, and say, I'm never going to be like Blasingame and say, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? And, you know, I understand that. But somewhere in this book, you're going to find something that will help you to put your best foot forward a little more effectively in the marketplace beyond just opening the doors of your business. In the 21st century, Bob, going to work, opening the doors of your business, and waiting on customers to come in doesn't get it, does it?
No, you have to proactively market yourself, and the best way to do it is proactively market yourself as a thought leader, as an expert, because who do people prefer to buy from? All else being equal, they prefer to buy from the person who seems to have expertise in the problem they're dealing with.
Right, exactly. And so from what are some other things you can do? You know, one of the things that we've talked about in the past on the show that I think is worth mentioning, worth repeating, is you could civic organizations are always needing someone to talk about a program. They're always needing some kind of a program.
There are thousands of local civic and professional associations, local chapters, not national, all over the country, and the, you know, and they are.
They meet once a week. They meet once a month. They meet for breakfast.
Well,
they meet for lunch.
They meet
for
dinner. But that means there's a meeting going on every day somewhere, many meetings, and most of them do not have the budgets to pay professional speakers.
Right, they don't.
But they do want experts, subject matter experts, to come in and talk. It might be talking about how to save money on your business taxes, or how to install a new network. And if you are,
it doesn't need to be a commercial about your company. You shouldn't do that.
It should not be a commercial.
Should not be a commercial about your company. But you could talk about the things that people are interested in about your industry.
Exactly. Let's say you do install communications networks. If you give a slideshow on your brand or your system or your company, you will be roundly booed and tossed out. But if when you go into a new client, you do like a 7-point assessment of what they have, then you can turn that into a talk and call it seven things to consider before you install a new network.
Or the future of networking,
yeah,
or whatever.
That's another approach. Yeah.
Yeah.
The future of networking.
Where is your electronic network going to be in 5 years or whatever, something like that? And you can even acquire it from somebody else as long as you give them attribution. Now, according to what I've been reading, you know, a new survey came out or a report's been made by this group that belongs to my industry. Here's what they said, and then you commentate on that.
Yeah, it's actually better if you use information from other sources, and you should, because you don't know everything,
right.
And
right.
No one believes that even if
except,
you're a guru,
except
you
for
know
talk
everything.
Show hosts, Bob.
You should cite your source.
Right, except for talk show hosts. We know everything.
That's true. I forgot.
Did you give us your website?
For Become an Instant Guru, it's www.becomeaninstantguru.com. If
okay.
people want to see me directly, they can go to www.bly.com/reports, where they can get a free marketing library that we sell for over $100. They get it free of 200 pages of additional how-to marketing advice.
You know, another thing, let's take this back to the most passive, unobtrusive level that you could possibly have. What, you know, you talked about this report that the gentleman created and gave away. You know, if you bought something like that, if your industry, and that's the reason why I recommend to small business owners that they join their industry trade group. If your industry, somebody in your industry produces something like that, buy some of them and put them in your store. And give them to people so that people, I mean, even walking out of your business with some kind of a document like that makes you look more professional and more of a guru.
Yeah, and they do have those in most businesses. People say, well, I can't give away a report or booklet because I don't have time or I'm not a writer.
Big one.
But most industries, they give away. My dad was an insurance agent. He's deceased many years, but he was an insurance agent, and the Insurance Institute or whatever it was called gave all these agents, they had dozens of free brochures, how to protect your home against burglars for insurance agents that were selling theft insurance.
Bob, E-Bob Bly. That's what we're going to call you from now on, Bob. E-Bob. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
Robert W. Bly, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Bly, if you're his friend like we are, or even if you're a real good friend, you can call him E-Bob. He'll be back, I promise, one day, real soon. Quick break. Stay with me right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Just call me E-Jim. You're in an awful fix.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.